Tarako. Well, Tarako the way you imagine it. But don't worry, you're not too far off. The Tarako I knew was a splendid walled city that extended from the sea right up to the top of the hill, the same hill on which the Roman legions had camped more than 300 years earlier. The huge natural port, capable of holding 30 ships or more, the river and the Iberian settlement nearby, all played a part in the choice of the city's location, of course. On the left-hand side of the map, inside the city walls, there's a long square. Can you see it? It's the Colonial Forum, Tarako's first forum, and it dates right back to the Republic. The Forum was the political and administrative centre of any Roman city, and Tarako's ambition at that time was precisely that, to be just like Rome. The Republic was followed by the Empire, and the city continued to grow. The first major imperial building constructed in Augustus's time was the theatre. Yes, it's that semi-circular building near the Colonial Forum, but outside the city walls. The temple to the divine Augustus, with the huge statue we talked about earlier, was built after his death, right at the very top of the hill. Let's now consider the upper part of the city. Just below the temple complex is the Provincial Forum. It's the biggest square on the map. In fact, it was the biggest square in the entire Roman world. Tarako's two forums operated simultaneously. The first one, the Colonial Forum, was the administrative centre of the city. The second, the Provincial Forum, was the political, administrative, legal and religious centre of the entire Tarraconensis province, which is why it had to be bigger, naturally. To give you an idea of the difference in size, over there to the left is a piece of one of the craters that decorated the Provincial Forum. And there wasn't just one crater, but a whole host of them. There were also ornamental pools and hundreds of statues, each with its own pedestal. And new ones were added every year. I can only remember one thing more impressive than the Provincial Forum during celebrations. The city, seen from the sea, wending its way from the theatre up to the Temple of Augustus. Just below the Provincial Forum was the circus, where the chariot races were held. That was my favourite spectacle, the perfect combination of skill and risk. The circus was built during the time of the Flavian emperors, as was the Provincial Forum. What else could a Roman city want when it already had a theatre and a circus? Well, an amphitheatre, it would seem. The Tarako Amphitheatre is that huge oval-shaped building to the right of the circus, just where you exit the city via the east gate in the walls. Great crowds would flock to see gladiators, wild animals, athletes, and even executions there. It's a matter of taste, I guess. The amphitheatre was built after the second dynastic change, when the Flavians were replaced by the Antonine dynasty. We've already met one of the Antonines, Hadrian. Do you remember? The first bearded emperor of the dynasty. His successor was called Antoninus Pius. It was at his request that my husband and I moved to Tarako. Me personally, I owe everything to the Antonines. They're my emperors. But I have to admit that Tarako owes an enormous debt to the Flavians. Above all, to the first of them. The person who dedicated the statue behind us to the divine Vespasian must have thought the same. Oh, do you see? That's another statue gone. Only the pedestal remains. Well, the thing is that people born in Hispania dreamt of having a career in Rome. And with Vespasian, that dream became a real possibility. Eventually, there were even emperors with Hispanian backgrounds. If you've got time to look at the oil lamps in the display case, you will see pictures of the various types of spectacle that took place in Tarako. And if you need a while to take in everything I've told you, don't rush. I'll wait for you in the next room.